Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kinelli Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavors Jazz and Poetry. Tonight I'm going to be sharing a variety of jazz artists and poets, spoken word artists, with you for your listening pleasures, from spoken word and jazz vocalists to just a variety of talents within those genres. So just sit back, relax, and take in their flavor. Tonight I'm going to start out with a piece by my girl. This is my favorite piece. She's actually working on raising some money to do an amazing video to this particular piece. This is LaBerry Jordan with Sunflower in My Garden.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path. It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed. And the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within this solar flower's golden ray. Creation set before your very eyes. This flower sees the sun along its way.
Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path.
Flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun, so nice to see you. Perfect way to begin the day. beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins.
That was Wilberry Jordan out of California with Sunflower in My Garden. And as I was saying before I played the song, she's working on raising some money so that she can create and share with you an amazing video that she plans on doing here in the very, very near future for this particular song. She is an amazing soul. She's, what do you call it? I want to say she's got almost like an organic personality. She's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in the very near future, so I think you'll kind of get a feel for how I choose to describe her. Just a blessing to experience this woman. I'm going to take you out to Ohio now and play a piece by a dear friend of mine. His name is Patrick Domino, and this piece is called Sunday Drive.
lover, I miss you. I hope my words find you still warm and beautiful. Please excuse my somber musing and feel the explicity of my loving sentiment as I reach out to you with my soul. My heartbeat croons the melody of your name constantly. I am thirsty for the lifeblood of your spirit. Dear lover, in your absence, the flames of my desires grow ever more, becoming more fierce with each day, more lovely in all its rage. My body forgets not those moments of thick pleasure, the entity of us moving in synchronized rhythm and motion, getting closer and closer. One touch, one kiss at a time, together reaching the sublime of fulfillment. I crave those very moments from the deepest corner of my soul, from the beginning of time. Dear lover, in the blues of each day, always feeling this depressing hollowness, my yearning is always breathing, shadowing me through every minute, every hour, blocking out my sun, blocking out my hope. Know that on the emptiest days I close my eyes, strain to hear your warm whisper, willing you back into my arms again, hoping somehow you hear my plea. Dear lover, my lips are parched and dry for the sweetness of your kiss. I am desperately hungry for your love. I am lonely. The heat, the tension, the passion once shared, I beg to endure once again. Yet all that the winds blow my way are melancholy reasons, simply teasing my senses with spirit that silence. And I slumber alone in solitary abode, trembling and cold, wrapped in sadness. Your stated love shuns me with time and distance, yet I am lost and suffering in this black bough, lingering on the edge, full of tears, wanting you, needing you more than ever before. Dear lover, I miss you.
Thank you.
Listening to Tony Bunn with Small World. This is when it's good when you have friends that have your back. I am so sorry I put myself on mute and forgot to take myself off of mute. So I started out today with LaBerry Jordan, an amazing jazz vocalist out of California with her piece Sunflower in My Garden. Then I followed up with Patrick Domino with his piece Sunday Drive, Deborah Renee with her piece Dear Lover. And again, we just finished listening to Tony Bunn with Small World. Now I'm going to take you out to Indiana and play a piece by an amazing spoken word artist. I had the pleasure of having him come out to Seattle and perform on my stage in 2008 when I hosted a literary conference. His name is Anointed Poet, and this is called Nothing.
You've traveled the world, spoken to millions, acted in major films, and accumulated billions. What have you done for God? You've purchased apartment complexes and homes. Some you've rented, some you've sold. You've built up the wealth of men from very young to very old. But what have you done for God? You've purchased designer clothes, bought many fancy and expensive cars. You've built up poor neighborhoods with liquor stores and bars. What have you done for God? What about this? You've built a huge sanctuary where folks can worship with all the latest amenities. You know, with Carrara marble floors and fine silk curtains and solid oak moldings from extremity to extremity. What have you done for God? See, riches and fame are nice. Your bank account full of money and your hands all covered with ice. Ain't nothing wrong with being able to pay the bills every month, being able to buy other than no frills when you shop. You see, because there's unlimited thrills and very little chills when there's always something there when you go to reach your hand in the till. When you don't do it for God, your till in heaven will always be. There'll be no gold in your mansion, no pearly gates, because you decided to serve something other than God, your passion. And when you get to heaven, you'll ask the Lord, Lord, didn't I lay hands on the sick and heal the sick for you? And Lord, didn't I cast out demons for you? And you know what Jesus will tell you?
That was Anointed Poet with his piece, Nothing. Now I'm going to take you out to Michigan and play a dear, dear friend of mine. This is John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Rain. It is pouring down rain here in Seattle, Washington, but much better than being snowed in like what we've suffered over the last week. So again, this is his piece, Rain, produced by SJF Music. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Rain. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a local artist. His name is Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and this is his rendition of Long and Winding Road. Long and Winding Road by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Now I'm going to take you out to Philadelphia and play a dear, dear friend of mine. He is the owner of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, and his name is Big Trigger. This piece is called Our Moment.
No limitation, no limitation, no limitation. when you hold me close and we look into each other's eyes, it's almost as if time stands still. There are no worries. There are no fears. All that is important is this moment, our moment, a space and time set aside just for you and I. Hold me closer.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. Kiss me again. The very thought of you has the ability to melt me. I can feel your presence even before I can see you laying here. There is nothing that I want more than to have you for my very own.
No limitations.
My greatest joy has been finding myself sharing time and space within your domain, learning the inner workings of your mind while exploring the hills and valleys of your exterior landscape. And because our intimacy gives me such a natural high, I find myself existing on cloud nine, with no thought of ever returning to Earth's atmosphere.
No limitation.
Breathing your refined air as I whisper naughty secrets to tantalize your ears, knowing instantly that it's only been me lacking you to complete the true picture. Wishing I could freeze time, but knowing I cannot. While our union perpetuates eternally, our souls combine in that vacuum that knows no limitations or aggravations of the everyday world. Your piercing eyes ignite a feeling that burns deeply in my soul. No other has ever sparked an emotion that seems to carry me to a place where pleasures live. Temptations and sensual desires overwhelm every part of my consciousness, encouraging me to indulge in such hedonistic sensations that will propel me to reach that climax that so many view as so powerful. With your smooth caresses and warm glances, you have managed to capture that part of me that runs free, giving me an opportunity to experience this feeling of calmness and serenity that has surprisingly left me speechless. Not wanting it to ever end, but knowing that you will be here, waiting for another chance to showcase your magic, making this experience something truly worth waiting for. As you lay beside me glowing, and I'm infinitely thankful that you belong to me and that you will forever be my girl. No limitation,
no limitation.
That was Our Moment by Big Trigger. Now I'm going to take you down to California, Sacramento, California, and play a piece by an amazing jazz vocalist and saxophone player, Miss Ava Lamert, with her piece and rendition of Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know we keep raining all of the time.
So I'm not mad at it. Let's take you back out to Detroit and play a piece by an amazing acoustic guitar player. This is Melvin Chenault, and I'm going to play his piece, Peace and Hair Grease. Peace and Hair Grease by Melvin Chenault. You know what? He's one of my favorite artists, and reason being is I've seen videos of him playing, and I think there's nothing better than actually being able to visually see an artist perform, especially when you can't see them perform in person. So watching him play is just, man, it's exciting to me, and I think his sound is so extremely exciting. So let me just keep this going with jazz and poetry tonight. I'm just bringing you a variety of talents from the jazz and poetry genres, kind of mixing it up here with some jazz vocals to instrumentals and poetry. I'm going to take you out to Maryland and play an amazing artist. His name is Baron Parker, and this piece is called Miriam.
It was all a dream. Thank you. away, disappearing into the city, disappearing with Miriam. I never saw her again. I never saw her again. I waited. Minutes turned to days. I would come back the next day, praying that she would return. But I never saw Miriam again. With my heart broken and tears in my eyes, I walked back into the crowd at the market square, disappearing into the crowd in the city. Disappearing into the city without Miriam. Without Miriam.
Parker with his piece, Miriam. Now we're going to go back down to California, San Diego, California, and play a piece by Patrick Yandel, and this is called Passion Avenue.
Thank you.
That was Patrick Yandel with his piece, Passion Avenue. Now I'm going to take you out to New York. Got to play my girl tonight. I always talk about Blaze Movements. You'll hear that more and more out of me as you listen to Flava News Radio. This is Eternally Blaze with her piece, Eternally Blaze.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's the erotic one. I am yours, eternal blaze. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness will still dance. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours. Eternally blaze. I am the one other women wish they could be, for I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasy, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate quest. I am yours. Eternally. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body, I want also your heart and then heart. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally so we have both comfortably.
That's my girl, Eternally Blaze, with her piece, Eternally Blaze, produced by SJF Music. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just play a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson himself. This piece is called Sharp Curves, off of his Windows to the Soul CD. Again, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Yeah.
All right, that was Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music with his piece, Sharp Curves. Now I'm going to take you out to Washington, D.C. and play a piece by Christopher Fields. And this particular piece is called They Sing Me.
Lost track of time, sitting here with my knees pressed so tightly to my chest. I'm sure that I left imprints on my spine as I listened to someone sing of sorrow that somehow gave expression to mine, and all that I could do was hum. Knees pressed tightly, eyes closed even tighter. I'm not sure if that was to keep light from penetrating my psyche or a feeble attempt to restrain the waterfall of tears that flowed freely, naturally, necessarily, and all that I could do was hum. I rocked to the rhythm of my heartache, oblivious to the melody playing in the background, hearing but not listening anymore, changing words to suit my own needs, telling myself this singer is deep, they went through this in reality. I mean, how else could they understand my pain? How can they tell a story like this if they haven't lived it? No one is that gifted, and all that I could do was hum. Inside of me, I shook my head from side to side and I pressed my hand to my chest over my heart. I wanted to feel myself from the outside in. I wish they would stop singing me like this, but I don't want this moment to end. And all that I could do was hum. My life danced across the piano keys as the performer created them again for me. There were no words, only sounds that spoke to me clearly, and I gave them life by my reaction to this instrumental of pain intertwined with passion. All that I could do was hum. That belong in smoke-filled rooms. The singers wait supported by a wooden stool. The eerily beautiful sound of their blues. I have lived those too. I walked a lifetime in their shoes. And all that I could do was hum.
Christopher Fields with his piece, They Sing Me. You can go over to flavornews.com and hit the flavor reviews and see my review on Christopher Fields' CD, which is called The Christopher Fields Project. Now I'm going to take you down to Louisiana and play a piece by Lloyd Watson, and this is called Love Hurts.
Thank you.
We were listening to Lloyd Watson with his piece, Love Hurts. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest where I am and play a piece by Zach Trandum, and this is called This Love. Keep you up here in the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a very, very dear friend of mine, a longtime old friend. This is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn with his piece, I Am That Man.
I am that man. Motherland to the streets of broken dreams. I have fought. I have died, and I have been reborn. From the first man until the last of my blood to carry any part of my spirit, I am that man. Broke my back to provide shelter. Opened many books and wrote truths and fictions. Healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered and left many to wonder at my feats and my follies. Scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain, and I have stopped suffering. Dealt some goodwill and served some ill will. Honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek and caressed her lips, and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
All right, that was Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn with his piece, I Am That Man. Now I'm going to take you back down to Kansas and play a piece by an artist. His name is John Hopkins Jr., and this is a title track to his CD, which is called Enough Said.
Thank you.
That was John Hopkins Jr. with his piece called Enough Said, which is also the title track to his CD. We actually have a caller. I never get callers on this particular show, but you know what? The heck? Let's bring them in. Caller from the 859 area code. Welcome to Flava's Jazz and Poetry.
Hey, what's up, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, my name is Brian Jazz. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I knew that voice, Brian Jed. How are you?
No, I'm so excited to talk with you again. I miss you so much.
Yeah. So you've been creating some new music?
Well, I've got to get some instrumentation to where I can create it, but, you know, that's the way things work. But it's been kind of a weird thing. I'm actually doing more writing than I am actually doing the music, but a couple of the last tunes that I did, you know, I think came out pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that last tune was really sweet. I don't know who was doing that again, but, man, that guy, he was kicking. And but it's been a long time since I talked with you. And,
right.
And I know that you got some poetry on here. I've been doing poetry before, I guess. I did the music thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if
you were a poet. Well, maybe I should know that from some of those things that you write. So for those of you that don't know, this is Brian Jett. He's an amazing jazz guitarist out of Kentucky. And he used to be, you know, involved when I was doing the All Media Artist shows on here. And just an amazing, amazing talent and just a blessed soul. So I'm really glad to hear your voice again, too, Brian.
Yeah. I remember the interview that we had. It was such a special thing, and I've listened to that a few times since that time, and I've literally just, like, wept when just listening to that. And that meant so much to me, you know. So
uh-huh.
I've been writing more as seriously, more so than I have with the music. But to me, it's like you just can't pigeonhole. You know, this is what I do. I write. I'm a writer. I'm a musician.
Okay.
Whatever you can, you know. So, but I had something. It's somebody was talking about the empty nest syndrome, and I was going to share that. No, but I was going to share a poem with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would love to hear a poem from you, Brian.
Yeah, this is one that I wrote back in 1999 before my daughter was born. It's called A Window to Look Through, and I was just actually looking through a window. And that the title came first, and the rest of it kind of poured out. And, and this one was published in Chicken Soup for the Mothers of Preschoolers, so or whatever. And never would have guessed that. What's weird about it is that this my wife in 2006, I believe it was, she was the MOPS leader, Mother of Preschoolers, and I'd submitted this poem over and over again, and it wasn't until 2006 that this poem actually went through.
Okay.
Right when the very time when she was in there, so I was like, hey, why don't you, we got three books and everything. It just this guy's timing is perfect. But anyway, you want me to read it?
Yes, I would love for you to read it.
Okay, it's called A Window to Look Through, dedicated to mothers and daughters and the unique special love that they have and will continue to share. It says, she watches through a window, her little grow-up play, memories flood back to her childhood, of her yesterdays. As she tucks her gift into bed and kisses her precious face, she says a prayer of protection, Lord, keep my child safe. And as days turn months into years, she sees a little girl grow. And she begins to realize that a time will come, the time when she must let go. Suddenly she hears a gentle voice saying, no greater love is this than what you've done for your little girl. So go seal it with a kiss. Honey, I want to kiss your face, but I know I can't by phone. While looking through your bedroom window, I begin to feel alone. So many days through this very window, I watch you laugh and play. I can almost see you tucked in bed on those nights we'd talk and pray. Mom, her daughter uttered, there's something I want to say. You may not know how many times I saw you watch me play. That window that you're looking through is the same one God looked in. He saw you by my bed each night when you tenderly tucked me in. So, Mom, please don't feel all alone. You know I'll always be there, just like God is with you now, no matter the time or place or where. Her mother paused and then replied, Sweetheart, I know you're right. You're grown, married, and have a child that you now tuck in at night. Mom, I better go now. I have some things I better do. Her mom replied, I know it, dear. You have a window to look through.
Beautiful. That is beautiful, Brian. So very, very endearing.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that. It's something that was always been on my heart, and just recently. But it's not about me. It's about what God's doing through us, and I'm learning that more and more. I'm trying to get out of the equation and let Him come in there. But I know that He does work in and through us, and that's the only way that's going to work. You know, so I'm just trying to get me out of the way and not have to self-promote so much and to see what He can do when I get out of the way.
You know, I think that's one of the hard things, though, Brian, you know, because I think we as human beings, we want to be in control, you know, and it's not always easy to just step aside and let go and let God, you know, definitely not.
What you just said is amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh my God, that keeps coming. It's a recurring theme in my life. It really is. It's just because, you know, what is the whole thought of letting go means passivity, but it really doesn't. It means it's kind of the serenity prayer. I mean, I can't, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, which is about 96% of life.
Sure.
And, you know, just letting Him do it, and it's insanity to do it any other way. So, but anyway, I hope that poem touched somebody. And it's about relationships. It's not about music. And God, you know, bless the souls that have been touched by the music that I or the brother that just played before, whoever. Music is wonderful,
right.
But what I'm learning since the last time I talked with you is it's so much. It's entirely about relationships. And if you don't have that, the rest, the music, you know, kind of seek ye first the kingdom of God, the rest should be, you know, added unto you. Nothing's going to be added unto me unless I have a relationship. And so that's what I've been focusing on. And really, God's kind of woken me up to that is to really focus on the relationships. All the stuff that I've written 10, 12 years ago has been nothing but fraud until I start to apply it. And by the grace of God, He's starting to allow me to actually see these things and through hard and good times, both, and actually begin to apply that. And that's what I'm very thankful for. But I just want to thank you for always being a constant and being so consistent in what you do. And that's what we need. We need consistent people. And the last time that we talked when we did the jazz stuff is, you know, I told you a quote that I jotted down, and it was very applicable to you, and it was, many are those who leave or make impressions. Few are those who leave them, and you're one of those few people. I want you to know that, and I'm not saying that I'm not going to say that I need, it's sincere, and that's the way it is, and I just want you to know that, and I want to get out to Tacoma, Washington again.
You know, I would love to meet you in person, definitely. You know, and Brian, you've always been a special soul, always. You know, and I think the thing that you need to do, in my opinion, is just relax and know that God is in you and working around you. One of the things that I've talked a lot about, you know, recently on my different shows is I really believe that art can change the world, and I really believe that art can heal the world. And through art, you know, when you're able to touch the emotions of somebody and get them to feel, I think that's a blessing. You know, so I would definitely encourage you, Brian, to continue, you know, sharing that creative side of you, you know, whether it's, you know, playing your music or writing music or, you know, even, you know, poetry, you know, or writing stories the way that you do, you know, just continue doing that because that is God working through you. I totally understand about getting out of the way. I totally understand the frustrations of being an artist and trying to find your way of where people will, you know, pay attention and recognize, You know, but I think you create such beautiful music, Brian, that it's deserving to be heard, you know, and in it, you know, there is healing. And so, you know, just know that. And I'm so glad that you called in. This is very, very special, you know, for me to have you on the line, for you to have shared a very, very special and endearing piece, you know, and that's nothing but of God. You know what I mean? I really, really believe that.
Absolutely. And it's my pleasure. And I totally, it was happenstance, whatever you want to call it, that I looked and I said, oh, she's got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to call. And there wasn't any hesitation. Now, generally, I would hesitate. Well, I'm not sure if I should or not. It was like, no, it's not brain surgery. Call her.
Exactly.
And it was, you know, and I think that's what we hesitate and we doubt so much. And that would be the next piece and that maybe I'll write about. But, oh, man, I've really connected with a lot of guys on the West Coast. And but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and I love you. And we're growing. We're always growing.
Definitely.
And as soon as we think we've arrived, we realize, heck, I can't even read a roadmap.
Exactly, of course. You know what? To me, that's the exciting thing about all
of
this.
That is exciting. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I think I got it, I don't want to get it. It kind of makes me nervous when I think I've arrived because I'm like, oh, boy.
Exactly.
You know? But I'll let you get another tune in there, whatever, and our poetry, whatever you got going. But I just wanted to touch base with you and say I love you.
Thank you so much. All right. I love you too, Brian. And I'm sending you big cyber hugs all the way from Seattle, Washington to Kentucky. So you take care. Please, please stay in touch. And, you know that you're just an amazing person in that, you know, you are, you know, what God wants you to be. I really, really believe that. So just keep doing you. You know what I mean? And it's going to work out. It's going to work out.
It sure will. Thank you.
All right, my friend.
Love you.
You are welcome. Bye. All right. I'm going to get back to playing some tracks, but I'm so glad, Brian, that you called in.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was amazing talent, Brian Jett out of Kentucky, an amazing, amazing jazz guitarist. So I'm just thrilled that he took this time and opportunity to call into the show. What a blessing. So I want to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a jazz saxophonist, a Christian jazz saxophonist. His name is T. Soak, and this piece is called Jesus is Real. That was Jesus Is Real by Pacific Northwest saxophonist T. Soak. I'm going to leave you up here in the Pacific Northwest and play another local artist. His name is Roy Horn, and this is called Journey Over the Nile. Roy Horn with his piece, Journey Over the Nile. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to this show live tonight. You've been listening to Flava's Jazz and Poetry, bringing you a variety of jazz artists to spoken word and poetry. I love doing shows like this. you know, and the diversity that has come my way and joined the movement at Flava News on Flava News Radio. So just, you know, stay tuned and, you know, pay attention to some absolutely amazing, amazing talents. I want to thank Brian Jett for calling in all the way from Kentucky. That was a wonderful, wonderful, blessed surprise. So thank you so much, Brian, for calling in. And I want to just close out the show tonight with another amazing talent out of California. His name is Russell Blake, and this particular piece is called Black Women Rising. Good night, everyone.
A fool once said, although African people may comprise the oldest known bones found on the planet, there were civilizations older than that. Older than that. Older than that.
Virtuous black woman, I will not be silenced. I will not go quiet in ways so that others will feel more secure in knowing that my voice of your validation will be stilled.
Black woman rising.
To lift up, cherish, support, and encourage you is a charge that many have been given, yet few have answered. As the first nurturer, you are the mother of civilization, the continuing forerunner of dynamic feminine power on so many levels of human endeavor.
Black woman rising.
And I will neither shirk nor hide from speaking up on your behalf. For centuries, evil men have sought to douse, control, bewilder, and dominate your light. They were wrong.
Black woman rising.
Injustices committed against you have gone humanly unpunished by moral indifference to your cause. God is neither asleep nor in admiration of that which is ugly. Amen.
Black woman rising.
Through the voice of antiquity, the rainless lands of Egypt and Nubia brought forth their powerful black queens. Through scholarly pursuits, biblical analysis reveals your spiritual steps. Through the mist of time. Realize from whom and for who you were created. Modern times still finds you being among the very best in every endeavor. From talk show hosts to biotechnicians, teachers to tennis, climatologists to clergy, scientists to surgeons to singers. No capacity of human activity ever finds you lacking.
Black woman rising.
God has providentially equipped you for a time and a season such as this. Beneficent unto every good cause is the spirit of God thereof. There is no paradox to your earthly lifestyle, for your creation is one consistent of a divine nature. Therefore, your place is of the highest spiritual influence, the most vigorous religious walk, and the greatest sacred journey.
Black woman rising.
Virtuous black woman, God has embalmed within you all of the necessary ingredients for your resiliency and your victory. Your chief protagonist in the life, resurrection, and the gospel of Jesus Christ portions your victory conducive to your faith in Him. Therefore, remember that you can and will do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hey, lift up your head, for you are a champion. Walk proudly in grace and gracefully with pride, knowing that you are a winner. Let no man define your soul, nor any job confine your spirit. As wings are to the eagle, so are you to the idea of God given to your imagination through the bountiful blessings of His will in, of, and for your life. Speak your words.
Black woman rising.
I am the All Mother, the original daughter, kissed and multitude by the Son, God's first feminine creation. I have borne entire civilizations as I cried out in both pain and elation. I stand tall as oceans form and continents separate. I rise above the ashes of hate. My name, God, is not forsaken or forgotten. Though at times I have been beaten and downtrodden, I am the time-tested money-back guarantee of our existence, created by divine hand and with everlasting intention. My man, my brother, my son, many forces wish to cause tension and division, but I was born of you and give birth to you in a cycle of love and life.
life designed with godly precision. I ascend and transcend the imaginations of mortal men. I am Black Woman Rising.
And I love you, not only for what highs you have achieved, but rather for what lows you have overcome in reaching your goal. For as long as there is breath in your body, there is hope for another day. Light for the power of love, praise for Almighty God, and distinction for the legacy you are creating. Know what the form begins to shall prosper, and you are neither declining nor defeated, but truly in all ways you are a virtuous Black woman.